Thank you. treat to be here, and we are approaching Good Friday. And a long time ago, Joseph Haydn got a commission for a church in Spain, in Cadiz, for a piece for Good Friday service. And it was a tough commission. He said he struggled mightily. And the request was to write music for the sermon of Christ's seven last words on the cross. And the instructions were to write seven adagios, each of which would comment on each of the words. And in between those adagios, the priest would give a sermon upon that word. And Haydn was inspired. He was a very religious man. He was inspired, but he was also wary that it would be hard to write seven adagios that sounded interestingly different. He did it, though, and it's one of his great masterpieces. And there are a number of versions. The original version was for orchestra. There's a version for orchestra and chorus, and there's also a version for string quartet. And we're sort of slipping into the tradition every Good Friday Memorial Church at Stanford. We play this piece, the seven last words on the cross. Now, I know it's not the most ebullient encore, but I thought since we are approaching Good Friday, we will play one of the seven last words.
All seven.
It's about 45 minutes long. I don't think that would be an encore of attrition, see who survives. So I thought we would play number two, and this is sonata number two, which is commenting on the word. He says, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt be with me in paradise."